don't think it changed anything. You know, I always felt like we were a good team. You know, at times we didn't play our best ball. At times we beat ourselves and made too many mistakes. You know, and our confidence has never been shattered. You know, I think we're still confident in ourselves, and I don't think the win last night is going to increase our confidence. I just think it's going to keep building on what we already had.
Do you remember that it was after the Detroit game, you were in the locker room and you said you thought this team could be 11-5? At the time, I think you guys were 2-5. What did you see about that team then, even after a loss like that, that made you so confident?
I mean, I just watch how we prepare. You know, I watch how the coaches put in many hours of extra work and the practice we put in and the character of the guys on the team. You know, I just never felt that we would give up. And I knew if the situation came to where our back was against the wall, we would fight through. And at that point in the season, our backs were against the wall. And, you know, we've been fighting through and made it to the playoffs, won the division. And now we're going to the second round.
Was it similar last week? Similar attitude, the backs against the wall type of thing?
Not really. I think it was a little different of a mindset because we knew it was all or nothing. We didn't have another week, you know. Throughout the season, you know, your back is kind of against the wall, but at the same time, you still know it's the regular season. I felt like yesterday, we had to take it up to another notch, and I think we did.
Robert, the James Ferrier said after the game, wow, we didn't really see that on film. How tough can it be for a defense to be put in a position where all of a sudden the offense is doing something that just it really hasn't existed up to that point?
I can't really say what their defenses saw, but I just can comment on, you know, I think that just goes back to the plays we left out on the field in other games. You know, yesterday we were executing. You know, guys were catching the passes, guys were making blocks, guys were making runs. They weren't turning over the ball. So you got to give our offense a lot of credit. They did a good job of executing. I don't think it's nothing that we never showed that we had the potential to do. We just never did it on a consistent basis. And yesterday, when it counted most, we did.
Do you feel like they're a little tougher game plan now, though? Your offense is a little tougher game plan for New England? Because all of a sudden, there's a lot of stuff we didn't see that's now in the mix.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. You know, I know if I was on defense, it definitely presents a bigger challenge for us because, you know, we were the leading rushing offense in the league. And now, I don't know what the statistics was, but I think he threw for like 300 yards or something. So if we can do that on a consistent basis and defense can, you know, keep getting better and better, and special teams, which has been one of the more consistent bunches of us all, if they can keep playing well, I think we have a good chance.
For the most part,
the turnover is an obvious thing. What do you guys need to do better to beat the Patriots this
season? Just execute. You know, that's the one thing that they do so well. You know, they execute so well. You know, third down, they convert a lot. You know, in red zone, they score a lot. You know, so we just got to be able to execute. We got to get off on third down. When they get to the red zone, we got to hold them to three or possibly force a turnover. You know, we didn't do a good job of that. After, I think it was like 14 or 17 points they had. After from their point on, we didn't do a good job of getting off on third down or holding them to three in the red zone. So, you know, we got to do that. We know they're going to get their plays, but we can't give them gifts.
You were drafted in the first round here by Josh McDaniels, who's now with the Patriots just this week. What are your thoughts on that and his knowledge, and how could it be used against you guys?
I mean, he's a smart coach. You know, I don't know what role he has over there. I don't know how much Coach Belichick is going to be using him. I don't know, but, you know, congrats to him.
I mean, he's the guy who drafted you in the first round. Is there still good feelings about that, bad feelings about that?
I mean,
what's kind of your relationship like?
I thank God for that. God put me in a situation to get drafted where I did and bless him with the ability. And, you know, Josh McDaniel pulled the trigger on me on the 18th pick. So, you know, I thank God, and I also give him a little credit for that too.
Do you think it's fair that a guy goes and coaches all season with the Rams who don't make the playoffs and then goes to New England?
I'll let you guys answer that one. I'm pretty sure I'm thinking the same thing you guys think, and I'm just not going to say it.
Robert, you're in a kind of a unique spot. You were a number one pick here, so you've kind of seen the slings and arrows that come with being a number one pick. You've seen the way Tim is kind of handling. Just talk about Demaryius. I mean, he kind of started slow, and just his evolution. I mean, you've experienced what it's like to be under that fishbowl being a first-round pick. How have you watched him develop over time?
I've seen him consistently come to work, you know, practice and get better, work on different things. He had some injuries and he kept fighting and kept working through. He never lost his confidence, you know. something my dad always tell me is, you know, it's not how you start, it's always finishing. You know, not every guy that gets out the fastest in the 100-meter dash wins the race. So, you know, you just got to keep working and keep fighting. And, you know, he has been doing that.
For a lot of this season, when you guys have won, the defense has sort of had to carry the day and drag the offense along until the last minutes of the game. But yesterday was different. Yesterday, the offense was at least equally responsible, if not more so, for winning the game. How does that change things? How significant a development is that in your mind?
Honestly, I've never really looked at us as carrying them or anything like that. You know, for them to have the number one rush off, I think a lot of the games we won, they were having like 200 yards rushing, 180 yards rushing or whatever. So, you know, that right there can go unnoticed, but it helps us stay fresh. You know, we're on the sideline for a little longer. You know, they're converting, you know, running down the field, eating up clock. That helps us be able to stay fresh and go out there. So, you know, I definitely think that we're doing their part, regardless of whether the, you know, offense only has – the opposing team only has 13 points or whatever. You know, I think they've been doing things that go unnoticed, and, you know, you can't overlook that.
Do you think Josh might have an advantage if you can find a way to videotape your practice?
Is there any cameras locked around here anywhere? No, I don't know. I don't think that, you know, I doubt that's something that even crosses mind, you know, and, you know, you don't leave that in the past.
When you played him last month, do you feel like you kind of beat yourselves in that game?
No, they definitely beat us now. You know, we did some things that hurt ourselves and shoot ourselves in the foot, but, you know, they beat us. You know, we couldn't stop them, we couldn't score, and we couldn't do anything on special teams, you know. So, you know, they definitely beat us. You know, did we help them out with certain things and you know, fumbles and, you know, busted coverages and not fitting up on runs, me getting beasted and whatever. It's a lot of different things we did wrong, but they definitely beat us.
So what's different today or this coming week as opposed to a month ago with you guys?
I don't know. I can't really say what's different. All I know is we're going to try to prepare our best. You know, we're going to go out there and, you know, give it our all and try to execute. And that's something we're going to emphasize this week is executing, tackling, and doing what we do best. And, you know, hopefully we'll go up there and that's what we can do.
Mark, can you talk about your approach up front yesterday? You guys showed a lot of different looks, standing up, down in three-point stance, you know, three-man rushes. It seems like you really, more than a lot of games, were really mixing things up quite a bit yesterday. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think that was maybe just, that was something Coach Allen, you know, like I said, these coaches, they do a tremendous job of game planning and watching film and studying and things like that. So, you know, we saw some things that we felt like we could do well. And, you know, it was the playoffs. You know, there was no time for holding back. And I honestly can say I felt like, you know, Coach Allen, you know, threw the kitchen sink at him. And, you know, and whatever it takes to win, I think the players feel that way and so do the coaches.
So, Bryce, come on more for up.
Do you feel vindicated after your struggles your first year and then the performance last night?
Do I feel what?
Vindicated, like satisfied.
What that mean?
Do you feel satisfied that you know, turned out to be a...
I definitely don't think I'm nowhere where I need to be. You know, it's just one game. You know, it's the big game, but, you know, I'm definitely not satisfied. I want to keep getting better. You know, I always say I want to be the best player in this league. And, you know, I'm nowhere near that. I'm not even close. You know, I'm probably not even the best player in this defense, but... And that's what I'm going to keep aiming for, and, you know, I'm going to keep working. And, you know, when I get to the point where if I ever get to the point where I am the best player in this league, I'm just going to keep trying to get better there, too.
Can you build on that? Does it change what you can do defensively in the front seven when your linebackers are forced to cover two really good pass-catching tight ends?
Can you start? I didn't hear
you. How does it change what you can do defensively when they force your linebackers to cover two good pass-receiving tight ends?
It's a tough challenge. You know, you've seen all week the Patriots, they've had a lot of success with Hernandez and Gronkowski going up against linebackers and safeties and double coverages, and they've been able to be successful, you know. But I got a lot of confidence in our linebackers and our defensive backs. So, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge, but if they need a little help, we're going to help them, you know. And up front, we got to be able to get some pass rush and not let them sit back there so long. I think Brady, you know, he got a little bit comfortable a couple of times, and, you know, we don't want to let that happen. We don't want to leave those guys on the island for too long. So it's going to take a complete team effort, you know, offense, defense, special team, to beat this team. We know that.